Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom, you know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show, we're talking about how to spice up your vacation sex, how to learn to love oral sex. Some people just don't love it. Why women need to initiate sex more, and are women really into facials? You know what I mean? Facials? And so much more. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Question for you all. Anyone starving right now? I mean, seriously, I'm so hungry. I don't know about you, but my days are so busy. I'm constantly running around from the meetings to the office to the studio, and I never have time to shop or get food, which is a problem, especially when I'm hangry. You know, hungry, angry. Doesn't go over very well. Doesn't go over very well in my office. But I don't know. Like, I don't cook. How am I supposed to stock up on healthy, affordable snacks? And I love to snack. That's why I am so excited and mildly obsessed with Graze.com. Have you heard of Graze.com? It is a snack service that delivers tasty, nutritious snacks right to your work or home. Each box is customized to your taste preferences and dietary requirements. Plus, all Graze snacks come in perfectly portioned packs, great for munching on the go. And everyone in my office gets so excited when the box arrives every week because they know there's something for everyone. I think they're getting more excited about the Graze boxes than they are the box of toys. But, you know, that's not a bad thing. I want to feed my people. And if you're anything like me, you probably crave a little variety in your snack drawer, right? Graze.com lets you pick from over 100 handcrafted snack creations to satisfy any craving. Okay, my favorites, the whole grain banana shortbread. dippers. They're so cool. They're little dippers, so convenient, 150 calories. And then I also love the punchy protein nuts with a chili lime twist that has 7 grams of protein. And I love the triple berry smoothie. It has a melody of berries. I love that. It does. It does have all these little dried berries and bananas, and you just feel like it's healthy and it's a good snack.
Is it a medley?
It's a medley.
Or a melody.
It's a medley.
Or is it a meadow of berries?
It's a medley of berries. I like that word. It's a medley of berries. And all their snacks are approved by their in-house nutritionist. They contain no GMOs, artificial flavors, or trans fats, so you can actually feel good about what you're snacking on. Forget those Snicker bars, okay? Go to graze.com. That's graze.com and get a free trial box that includes 4 of their most delicious snacks when you use my special code Emily. That's graze.com. Use code Emily and snack it out. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out all of our podcasts, subscribe to the feed, read our blogs. We've got amazing. Every day we're updating it with information that you will love and that will change your life, your relationships, your sex life. I'm here with Anderson.
Hey.
Hi, sweetie.
What's up, Em?
It's so good to see you.
It's always a fantastic day when I get to work with Em.
Aw, I love that, because Anderson doesn't like everybody, really.
I hate most of them.
He does. Yeah. I'm honored. I feel like I have the Anderson badge of honor. Do I get, like, a jacket or something?
I don't know who would not like you. Like, you're one of these people that I would introduce to people, and, like, if that person didn't like you, I'm like, there's a problem with this person. Kind of like E.T. Like, if anyone doesn't like the movie E.T., that person's got a problem.
That you're right.
Problems with them.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You like E.T.?
I love E.T.
Okay, good answer.
Reese's Pieces, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You're right. That makes me feel good. I mean, I like to, you know, I think I get along with most people. I've had a good week.
Have you? What have you done?
I mean,
Last I saw you, you were banging your dude with the
dude,
the
that
maid.
That was so funny.
Now, last I saw you as well, you had, for those of you who might not remember, she was banging a guy, like a friendship, I guess. It was like a relationship.
Dating
benefit.
Him. Yeah. Dating friends, he's got benefits.
Yeah, he does. No. And her housekeeper was out in the kitchen doing dishes, and while she's quietly banging this,
quietly
dude,
banging him, not loudly.
It occurs to Emily, oh wait, my poor housekeeper, my sex toys are on the kitchen counter because I was washing them in the sink. So she just thinks you're some kind of.
I forgot she was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you what happened after that. There's a part two to the story.
Yeah, because the maid was coming the next day. Last time I saw you, and. That guy was coming over as
right.
well.
So I texted him and I said,
threesome?
No, but that's our joke now. I texted him. I said, so my housekeeper's coming tomorrow. Too bad you won't be here for something. Like, you know, that was funny. And he's like, what makes you think I won't be there? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm working. You know, I'm doing Loveline because I do Loveline after the show. And he ended up coming over
mm-hmm.
again.
What's your housekeeper look like? A younger lady or older lady?
A little. I mean, she's probably maybe mid-40s, and she doesn't speak English very well. She's, you know, speaks Spanish
only.
Does
she look like sex is in her rearview mirror? Or?
No, but let me tell you something. If you recall, you guys, check out this episode. I guess it came out last week. It was really funny because I just revealed a lot, and then it seemed really twisted. But it wasn't like I was like, oh, she's here, let's bang. It just sort of happened. But we were like, does she know what I do? Because there are toys everywhere. What if she's really religious? Like, I have no idea because we don't speak. But here's the funny thing. So he ended up sleeping over. We did not have sex, and we did not have sex when she was there. But she said to me, and it was really sweet, I came out and she said, Miss Emily, I saw your magazine. I had this magazine. Remember, the Sexual Health Expo? Uh-huh. No, it wasn't a porn magazine. But remember the sexual, actually, there's another one coming up.
Yes.
The She. And then my face was on the cover.
Ah, so she thinks
and
she's
famous.
Said,
she goes, last time, so beautiful, I saw, can I have it?
Look at that.
Right.
She's
so
got
then
a
I thought,
son
oh,
who
she
wants
kinda
to beat
knows-
off.
Oh, maybe.
She's got a son who's going to beat off to it.
I don't think she was, like, procuring information for her son. I just thought, I'll show my, like, that's cute. You're on a magazine. And I'm thinking, could she read the magazine? It says Sexual Health Expo. So then I'm like, Okay, well, now she thinks that it was just funny because she's never talked to me or really asked me for anything. So I'm like, okay, we're good. We're good. She knows that I'm like doing something sexual. And so I'm not that weird that having sex in the back door, there's toys all over the house.
You're not just like some kind of hussy who's
right.
Got
it's
a,
my
like
profession.
A massive libido.
My profession is to be a hussy. So it was all good. So yeah, that was really funny. I'm trying to think if I have any more good sex stories, but I don't, but there will be more coming because
we're talking about coming on faces today, right?
Yeah, we are. The facial, which is really funny because, it actually just came up during a sexual encounter I was having.
What?
Yeah.
Was the maid there? He's like, hey, honey, she can clean it right off.
He's like, I might as well come on your face now and make it all messy.
She's got the Windex out and everything.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because it's funny because this guy said to me, he said, God, I just kind of, and I know this, well, we're going to get to this email in a second because there was a guy saying he's really wants to do it. And he's afraid a woman's going to freak out. And well, first of all, I know you're married because that's going to be your answer, but do you have experiences with that? Like, do you think it's because of porn that every guy's obsessing about? Or like when you were a young kid?
I have been arguing with Dr. Drew about the facial for a number of years now.
Okay.
Because he has it in his book as strictly demeaning and degrading to women. And I'm not one to degrade women at all. Never have been. I actually think you guys are superior to men. I'm one of these guys. I'm one of these pussy guys. I love my mom. Got two little sisters that I would kill for. You know what I mean? But my whole thing is like, the face is my favorite thing, and I like to finish on my favorite thing. If a guy likes boobs the most, he'd want to finish on the boobs, you know?
Right.
I tell Drew, like, I really liked my car when I first got it, and I kind of wanted a climax on it, you know? It's not degrading. I'm not, like, spitting on it. I'm like, putting my essence on it.
I totally get it. Yeah. Okay, so that's how
it's
I get to.
It's not degrading.
It's a,
I see it.
Right, and it can be if you're like, I'm going to do it, and she's not into it, and she... Not degrading, but it can be offensive. Just, like, anything can
be
offensive.
I can't imagine how a woman would enjoy it. Unless she really knew that her guy liked it a lot.
Right. Well, that's the thing about sex is that I think that hopefully in a healthy sexual relationship, you get off on what your partner gets off on. Like, if I see that a guy's turned on by something I'm doing, like, that gets me turned on. I'm making him happy and vice versa.
Hopefully. That's good chemistry.
So,
that's what good chemistry
exactly.
Sexual chemistry is.
I'm like, you want to do that? So anyway, this new guy I went with said, God, you know, and he always talks on my face. He's like, I think your face is so beautiful. And then he's like, I kind of want to come on your face. Mm-hmm. He's like, I know, I don't know what you think about it. He's like, but it's just so beautiful. I just
want
to.
Was he saying this during the act or were you guys
no,
having dinner?
No, this is pre-sex talk. Uh-huh. Like just, no, we weren't at dinner. We were at my house. And he said, does that freak you out? And I said, no, it's me. I'm like, I'm the least, like, I don't judge you. I said, it's funny because on my show, I always talk about like ejaculation etiquette and you should, you know, ask, you know, let a woman know when you're about
to
come.
Surprise her, yeah.
But here's the thing. You don't want to surprise her with a facial. He said, well, what would you... He said, would that bother you? I'm like, no, I think it's hot. And I can't remember how many... I mean, I'm sure it's happened to me in the past. It's not been like a huge thing. But I also don't get offended by it. He's like, well, what would you want me to do? Oh, whatever. I said, on my show, I teach, like, you should always ask. I said, but it's not like, I'm about to come. May I ejaculate on your face?
Yeah,
like,
may I?
So I said, well, maybe you should... And I was like trying to explain. I'm like, maybe you should just be like... Well, now we've talked about it. So then I said, maybe you just say, like, and I was kind of giving him general advice. Like, if it's not just me, just say, babe, oh, God, I just want to come on your face. Like, in the middle of it, let her know, like, and see what she says. If she's like, don't do that. Or if she's like, that's hot, baby, then definitely. You'd know to do it.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
He's asking about your face, and you're telling him
what
to do with
future
girls?
I do this
girls?
A lot. Well, yeah, guys get
cool.
mad when I do that. I
yeah.
know. I do that
I'm
a lot.
Upset for him.
Well, maybe I said, and then he goes, I'm not talking about other girls. I'm talking about you. So he did bring me back on track because I was in my like sex with only mode. Like,
yeah,
what's right thing?
Do that.
So I said, maybe if you just said, I want to come in your face. So then I know, but yeah, that's cool. Like, it doesn't turn me off. I think that's hot. You think my face is beautiful. It's so funny because you just finished the puzzle. It's like, he's really into my face. He's always like, I miss your face. Your face is beautiful. And he's like, I want to come in your face.
There's feet guys. There's boob guys.
Yeah,
there's
totally.
Ass guys.
There's boobs and ass.
Face
mouth.
Is number one for me. And unfortunately, it's, you know, it's kind of a sensitive area for you know, I would never do that to my wife because, you know, she's going to be the mother of my children.
Wait, that's messed up. But you love her face.
I do love it.
So you're saying, okay, so you have the Madonna whore thing?
I'm just trying to get out of talking about sexual stuff
with my
wife.
I get it. So you do come on her face, but it's
okay.
No, I never have. I got it. But he didn't come on my face. I'm just saying, but we did talk about it.
I
maybe
get
that
worried
was
she's going to hear this, and I'm going to be in a lot of trouble.
She doesn't listen to Sex with Emily.
But all it takes is one. Yeah, I get worried, Em.
Dude, people listen to my show, and they always tell me they're not like guys I'm dating. And then this guy I was dating a while ago is like, I listened to 8 of your podcasts, and I liked it, and then I was tracking that we were dating, and he went through his book and was like, oh, we were, or his calendar.
Oh, no. Like, he tried to catch you.
He
like
tracked it.
And he's like, you were talking about another dude when, even though you don't really talk about dudes. much.
Not
lately,
much.
You have been a little bit more.
Well, because I've been dating more. But I was like, dude, I mean, really, like, that was just that. I don't even know what he was saying. I was like, well, how do you know I wasn't talking about you? He was just calling about all this stuff. And
wait,
I'm like,
so he was like, offended that he thought you were talking about him?
Yeah. He's like, well, you didn't. He didn't think that I was really, like, when we stopped seeing each other, he's like, he thinks I don't really care about, like, I didn't really care and I wasn't upset. And
probably
he's like,
weren't.
You didn't.
Probably didn't.
I was, though. Uh-huh. For a little, I was. He's like, you didn't talk about that. I'm like, okay, listen, dude. It's my show. So you want me to come and be like, I'm really sad today. Like, maybe at the time I wasn't. Usually when I'm doing my show, I'm really happy.
Hey, not to be with that guy? Good decision. Good decision. I don't like him.
Why?
Because you weren't sad about me.
I know.
What's to do with that?
I'm like, were you sad about me?
It's a show, first of all, dude. All right? Yeah. You're not reading our journal.
I can't really do my show. I'm all sad today. Yeah, but it's not like I wouldn't share. Like, if I was devastated and my heart was... maybe I'd bring it up, but it wasn't like I was like... It was just for stupid.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good time. So I would prefer guys I date not... I mean, the thing is, it's funny because I was saying it to this guy, the new one that I'm dating, and Madison was at my house. You know Madison, my producer.
Madison Price.
Yeah. She was leaving to go out of town, and she had to come by. I let her borrow my suitcase and a bunch of stuff.
This is recently.
Yeah. And she said, it was funny because he's like, I don't really want to listen to your show. I haven't listened to it yet. And
this
I said,
is who? Talking.
The new guy.
The new guy.
Oh, and
the
he said,
banger.
The maid banger. Yeah. And he said, I don't really want to. And I said, that's cool. Don't. Yeah. And she said, well, Emily's just Emily. She's no different. And he said, she said, hanging out with Emily is the same as listening to her show. You're no different. You don't have like a show persona and a regular persona, which is, I think, is true.
Yeah.
But it's more about the details that people hear that freak them out, guys hear. Like, I can't help it. I can't save him from himself. And I'd rather not deal with. And also, if they get upset about things which has happened in the past, I'm like, just ask me because you might have misconstrued it. I might have been talking about something else because they trip. Men trip. So I'm just like, don't listen.
I don't think I'd listen until I became like the weirdo jealous guy.
Right.
And then I'd start. Because I mean, especially when I used to do drugs and whatnot, stimulants, I used to become crazy jealous, dude. Yeah, it was horrifying. This one poor girl actually opened up her phone bill and started going through and look at the numbers and woke her up in the middle of like the night, like highlighted numbers. I'm like, look at you called this guy here. It was
you
awful.
Did?
Yeah, terrible. So if I was like in that kind of a state, I'd totally listen to your show. And
right,
and
you'd be
track
obsessive.
It, track
right.
it like that guy.
And I wonder.
And then be shameful afterwards, too.
Right, because you get shameful after all of that jealous activity. You're right. I'm not a jealous person, but yeah, I get it. And so I'm just like, let's just save it. Don't listen. Just enjoy me for who I am. So speaking of Sexual Health Expo that I was talking about earlier, we are actually doing another one in New York, September 18th to the 20th. And I'm so excited. And I really hope that all of you, New York area people come. It's going to be amazing. And I'll be giving more details about how to RSVP and all that, but I'll be giving away tickets. And it's an expo that a bunch of people can come. And it's like lots of like different booths, like the best sex toys out there and then sex products. But also the leading sex educators in the country will be teaching workshops for 2 days on things that you really want to learn. Like I've learned from these people. We all learn from each other, all these people that it'll just be awesome. So come. The other thing is, Hustler Hollywood, I am teaching another workshop. We just decided today. It's going to be Tuesday, July 28th, and it's 7 to 9. I think it's 7:30 to, I don't know. RSVP to HHRSVP at LFP.com. That's LFP, LarryFlintProductions.com. And I think it starts at 7:30, and it's going to be sex toys, sex products. What are the best things out there? What do you want to do to enhance your relationship? You know, not just the buzzing vibrators, but also like, you know, BDSM stuff. And it's going to be super fun. The last one was amazing. And if you live in LA area, come or tell your friends who live here, and it's going to be a good friggin' time. So yeah, that's what I got to say. I can get some sex in the news. How do you feel about that? Is there anything else you need to tell me? Are you happy?
I was just playing with my friend's drone in his house. He had a little mini drone, and I thought of you.
What's a mini? What do you mean a mini drone?
Like one of those little like four propeller helicopters, but it's like really small, like the size of a matchbox car.
Right?
And he has it in his house, Mike Carano, and he has it in his house.
I love him. Yeah.
And it occurred to me as I was driving over here, I was thinking about the drone, and I was thinking about coming and doing a show with you and sex with Emily, and you're always talking about sex toys. Is there a drone with like a little sex something on the end of it, and you can maybe like fly it towards your partner's parts?
That sounds like it could be painful, flying into your partner's parts.
But like, no, if it has something like hanging off the end that like vibrated and like you try like a game, and you're trying to like get it like... Not the
no.
propellers. Not the...
I don't even understand
no?
what it
okay,
is.
I'm
you
sorry.
Gotta show
Never
a picture.
Mind.
No, it's okay, but
you don't
I...
know what a drone is?
Is that bad?
Yeah.
There's a lot of gaps in my knowledge.
It's very chicky of you. Very chicky.
I'm a total chick.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like, I don't know about sports. Like, if you talk about sports, it's like, what are you saying to me now
right.
in some foreign language?
Patrick.
Yeah. No, but there is, there's this really cool. So another thing that happened is I had dinner with Fleshlight was in town. Fleshlight, the people from who make the masturbation
scene. Do they have like a mascot?
No, but they should.
They should.
What would it be? It'd like be a little masturbation scene with eyes like on it and furry or something?
Yeah. Jumping around like up and down like Pogo?
Yeah, maybe. I know, but they don't. But I'll tell them. But they were talking about this new toy they have. It's called the Kiru. And they just sent me one and I haven't figured it out yet. I need to open it and play with it. But it is so freaking cool. And it is, how am I going to explain this right? It's a toy that you use with your partner, like if you're long distance or you want to use it over Skype or FaceTime. And so there's a vibrator. So they connect, right? So there's a vibrator that looks like, you know, phallic shaped. And she sticks that in her and it has a sensor on it. And then he's got a Fleshlight masturbation sleeve. And so he can move the sensor on it to like level 6. And then he puts it over his penis, and at the same time, she's sticking the vibrator in her, and they're going at the same speed. So they're both connected, these toys, through Wi-Fi, Bluetooth.
Same room?
Different room, different states, different countries.
States. Okay, otherwise.
So it's like you're having sex. So she puts the vibrator in him, he's feeling what she's feeling, she's feeling what he's feeling. Mm-hmm. It's called the Kiru. Just check it out on Fleshlight.com.
Pretty
it's a freaking coolest thing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking about guys being able to do this with like strangers on.
Oh,
the
they do it. They're
well.
Doing it on webcams now. They're starting to do it soon, and it's just. I'll be talking about more, but I am so excited to get started. I see someone to test it with.
I thought it was in the same room, and then
no
it would be,
different
like,
rooms.
If, like he has AIDS,
long
and
distance
she
relationships.
And they still want to have sex.
It's like the Wii Vibe, the programmable. Gotcha. We talk about that, but this one's like you could be in a different country, but it's like you're having sex because you're feeling
at the same
time.
Before
I know,
you can
dude.
Control hands,
virtual
co-
sex.
Hands coming out of a computer.
I know. It's amazing.
From the computer, from the actual computer.
I love hand jobs.
What?
They're totally underrated. I think I gave a killer hand job. Yeah, I just feel like I spent a long time on the show trying to bring them back, like 5 years ago. I was like, why don't people do hand jobs anymore? I mean, I'm not saying it should replace the blow job, but just loop up a penis, use two hands.
That's a nice option.
Whatever. Yeah. Sex, like the variety is the spice of life, and variety is how you spice up your sex life too. So give a hand job every while and then turn into a blowjob. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying trying to replace it. Just trying to bring it back. Okay, sex in the news.
Yeah, you got sex in the news. Good.
Former judge makes fake hooker ads for ex-girlfriends. Plural.
What?
Okay. According to the Houston Chronicle, former county court at law judge, this guy's a judge, people, Chris Dupree was arrested and charged with 2 counts of online harassment for allegedly placing fake online ads saying that 2 of his ex-girlfriends were available as hookers. Now, while many people might have considered seeking revenge on an ex, how many of them have gone this far, especially as a former judge of the law? A criminal complaint issued by one of the victims stated that photos were taken from her Facebook and, along with her telephone number, placed in the escort section of Backpage.com. In addition, the ad stated that her asking rate was $70 for 30 minutes.
Not bad.
Very fetish friendly and would guarantee you full satisfaction. The other ad featured a private photo sent to him from one of his exes of her breasts.
Ooh.
According to one complaint.
Now it's a big deal.
Dude, I mean, he's a man of the law.
You know what this is, though, Em? This is like just a much more elaborate, official, expensive version of writing for a good time. Call 805. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
what
true.
Scorned boyfriends used to do in high school all the time. They'd write their ex-girlfriend's phone number in the bathroom stall.
Exactly. People do things out of rage and for revenge. I've never done anything like this. Like, I've never. Have you done anything for a girlfriend? Like, I have friends who used to go crazy and key their boyfriend. Not
I just
friend.
Make it all about me because, especially before, I was like very narcissistic and I made it about me. I would not want revenge. I would just like want to figure out what was actually going on with other people and her. You know what I mean?
Right. But
I
you weren't like vindictive. Right. Me neither. But I had a friend who like bent this guy's windshield wipers and then she was like, what'd I do? I mean, but this is freaking crazy. He's being held on $600,000 bail.
What about the company that actually posted this? Because I would think that they'd have some kind of screening process so this couldn't happen to whoever.
Well, he's a smart guy. He's a judge. I don't know. But this is so bad.
Remember that one judge that was like beating off like during trials and stuff a few years ago?
God. I mean, do you remember when you used to think that like when I was
that's
like policemen are I know. I kind of
beating off underneath his robe during
no one knew?
Like a murder trial or something.
He's probably bored.
Somebody caught him. Yeah.
Maybe he was
I think he
anxious.
Had a penis pump involved.
Ew.
Fucker. Yeah.
They had a penis pump involved?
Yeah, he had a penis pump involved. I believe so, yeah. That would have been your sex in the news.
Oh my God, let's have him do it again. No, just kidding. But I think this is bad because you know, not only did he call her hookers, but like cheap hookers, like $70 an hour.
That's what he's trying to do, is demean them and make them seem like.
But it was so demeaning. He was so calculating. He's like, you're not only a checker, you're a cheap hooker. And you like, yeah, anyway. So he's in jail. That's good. But it is so scary. And this should be another warning to all of you people to stop sending naked photos to your partner. I'm sorry. Everyone's going to get mad at me. But like, you don't know. You're in love. Here's my boobs. Here's me naked. And guess what? Then it shows up in the internet.
I bet you 80% of your listeners have done something.
I'm like the only one who hasn't. But yeah, just make sure you trust the person.
And make sure your face isn't involved, at the very least.
Right.
Keep the face out.
Keep the face out.
Or if you have a third nipple or something, then don't do it at all. Cause,
birthmark.
Yeah, birthmark.
I mean, I don't know. If you really, I guess if you're married, I don't know. But people turn go crazy. You know, you've been in love, the only one, and then there your boobs are on the internet. Okay. There is a new study that reveals relations between sleep and better sex for women. It seems like all these studies are coming out lately about sleep, sleep, sleep. You gotta sleep. Everything's better if you sleep. I know. It's just hard to friggin' sleep for 8 hours a night.
These studies are sponsored by like mattress companies.
No, this is actually by my alma mater. A recent study conducted by researchers at the University of Michigan found that women who typically get more sleep have more sex. The researchers spent over 2 weeks tracking both the sleeping and sexual habits of 171 young women and found a significant correlation. The study concluded that not only are they having more sex, but that better sleep patterns often lead to better sex. Why? Healthy and fulfilling sleeping habits lead to a better mood, energy, concentration, are connected to higher levels of sexual desire and arousal. The average sleep duration was 7 hours and 22 minutes, and women reported feeling more aroused and an overall longer period after a longer period of sleep. And they reported something even more impressive. Even every additional hour of sleep increases the chance of sex by 14%. So let your partner sleep.
14%.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, if there's anything women and their partners can do to help promote good sleep for one another, whether it's helping out around the house to reduce workload, planning romantic getaways, or just practicing good sleep hygiene, it can help protect against having problems in the bedroom. But here's my thing. I think that if you sleep, but like everything's better in your life. If you sleep more, you're better at work. Right. You're better productive. You're better friend. You're better everything. So I think this study was, I mean, I think it's great.
It's a little no duh.
Yeah, it's kind of duh. But
hey. I guess, you know, like, especially if you're young and you're thinking like, well, I bet people that bang all the time, they don't sleep at all because whenever they're in bed together, they're banging
exactly.
All night long.
But I have to sleep 8 hours a night, which I never
what?
Do. But
really?
Do you? No, you go to bed at like 10.
No, I get
in
like five and a half a night if I'm lucky. But you have to sleep.
No, but I don't ever. But okay. My goal is 8 hours a night, even seven. But lately,
Everyone should shoot for 6 to 8, I think.
Yeah, that's true. I've just been busy lately. Okay, this study
helps you lose weight, too. If you sleep well, you lose weight a lot faster.
Yeah, and if you don't sleep, right, that's true. And if you're sleep deprived, you gain weight.
Yeah,
no, that's true. You
keep
retain,
the weight on. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, we know you hate the word moist, and now science knows why.
No.
Do you have a problem with the word moist?
I don't hate it.
Well, it's been called the most hated word in the country.
Worse than cunt?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Well, they didn't get into cunt. Well, pussy's in here.
Okay.
But have you ever had an aversion to moist? If someone says, that's a moist.
No, not really.
Okay.
I don't love it. I don't go out of my way to say it. But one of my favorite bands, they're called the Moist Boys.
Oh.
So, really, it's a problem.
I hate them.
I guess M doesn't like the word moist.
No, I don't. So I was like, oh my God. Oh, Greg. This is from Greg. Uh-huh. Longtime listener. And he just sends me Sex and the News stories all the time.
Oh,
and
love you,
I love
Greg.
Him.
Yes.
And so this is it. Thank you, Greg. So it's been called the most hated word in the country. Researchers at Oberlin College and Trinity University decided to explore the logic behind the aversion using three experiments that suggest semantic features of the word moist, like its associations with bodily functions are the underlying cause of our collective disgust. So they asked participants to rate a collection of words from a list, categories that includes taboo, disgust, positive, negative, etc., in conjunction with six dimensions like familiarity, imagery, arousal, aversive, whatever. Okay, do you guys understand what I'm saying? I'm going to get to the point.
I would think rape, murder, Nazi, these are all words that you'd hate more with
right.
Those criteria.
But, okay, one goal of the experiment was to determine whether moist, averse people demonstrate an aversion to words with similar semantic or phonetic properties, words like damp, sticky, hoist, or rejoiced.
Uh-huh.
Is it the sound, the meaning? Participants were asked to rate those words, which were designed to ensure the word moist was presented in sexual, culinary, or culinary context. Following the experiment, they offered up whether or not they found the word moist gross, and if so, why. 21% of the study participants demonstrated an aversion to the word, and the research found that the context didn't matter much. People just don't like it. It's just an ugly sound that makes whatever you're talking about sound gross, said one participant.
It's never occurred to me. I think really? Of moist. I don't think of sex. I think of, like, cake.
Well, that's the thing. They said if you say moist cake here, that was a slightly better. But also words that are associated with bodily functions like vomit, mucus.
Okay. Moist mucus?
I don't know. They say it's cringeworthy. And moist mucus. Still takes the cake, though. Whether presented in the context of food or sex at all, moist still agree. Everyone agrees the word's gross. I just think it's funny because he said to me, Greg, he's like, I know you hate the word moist because I must have said it before. And apparently everyone else does too.
You know what word I think is way worse than moist?
What?
Sloughing.
Sloughing?
Yeah.
Who uses that word?
Drew and people when talking about periods and PMS and not
they
PMS.
They say sloughing?
Yeah, it's your like interior, your uterus sloughs.
Right. Oh, that's not a good word.
See, sloughing way worse than moist.
That is worse. No, but moist.
You know, the sloughing causes it to be moist.
Oh, please don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. That's what I got for you in news. Let's get into some emails. I love hearing from everybody. So thank you for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And don't forget to include your name and where you're listening from and how you listen to
Good.
The show.
Yes.
It helps
it's like
us.
A little form almost.
Yeah, I just want to know. Like, it gives me context.
Can I ask you a question before,
please,
before we move on?
I love when you ask me. Is it a sex question?
Talking about terrible words and words you don't like. Do you have a favorite word? Do you have a word that you love?
That's a great question.
Maybe you can get back to me before the show's over.
Yeah. There are a few that I like. I love the word
Maybe you can pepper them in throughout the episode.
I will. I'll try to.
Okay.
I will try. Now I'm like thinking, okay. Okay. Here we go. How do I... No,
I'm
I was
sorry.
Just thinking. I was going to say...
I know I threw you off a little bit.
I was going to say that's so insidious. And I was like, I love that word.
Insidious?
Yeah.
You haven't seen the movies, obviously.
No.
They're like horror films. They're awful. In fact, in Ohio... a couple weeks ago, they played Insidious, which is like a really hard R like slasher film. They played Insidious 3 by mistake instead of Inside Out, which is the new Pixar movie, to just a full house of little kids and their
parents. How do you
mess
that up in a theater?
Because Inside Out and Insidious, they just typed in
the first. Oh, that's hilarious.
And, you know, they figured it out pretty quick, but it wasn't until like the movie had already started. And those movies always start off with something pretty good or pretty bad.
Oh, my God, I never saw it. I just like the word because, like, that's so insidious. Is that, like, the way it sounds? Like, if someone does something that's sort of, you know, off and you're like,
makes you sound smart.
Thank you. And it's so... it's so whatever.
Insidious.
Okay, I'm gonna. It's so insidious. Okay, I'm a 20. Hi, Emily. I'm a 27-year-old female from Ohio.
Oh, that's where Insidious played instead of Inside Out. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where it played.
Ohio.
Okay. But like Insidious, you know, people were like when they're being like tricky or they're being conniving. That's what I want to say.
Yes.
Okay. You know, if you didn't know what it means, that's your word of the day. I'm 27 years old from Ohio. I love listening to your show on my podcast app in the car. There we go.
That's
Thank
how I
you.
Listen to my podcast.
Podcast, iTunes,
all the podcasts
podcast app?
That I listen to, it's always in my, usually in my car through
Me
the
too.
Little phone thing.
And yeah. When I run now, I'm listening to a bunch of more. I never used to listen to podcasts, but now I am. It's so funny it's kind of weird to say this, but I have never heard another podcast. I don't even listen to my own ever. I've never listened to one show.
If you did.
Do you think that's weird? Like, do you listen to your shows?
Oh, I listen to After Disaster. I admit that all the time. 3 months later, though. So I don't remember it. So it's like a brand new show. And I don't even notice myself. I don't recognize myself as myself on the show. So
see, that's what happens when you're in
enjoyable.
Doing a show. You don't really remember what happens.
Right.
Anyway, I've never listened to my show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the first or two episodes. But it's
Check
been 2000.
Check quality.
Yeah, but I don't anymore. Okay, so.
But no, what you're saying, working out.
But now I'm listening to others' podcasts, and I
know a lot of people are like, I got to listen to music when I work out. You know what? For me, like, if I'm listening to, like, a really interesting podcast, and I forget that I'm even hiking or, you know, walking upstairs.
Right.
I forget.
Right, you get, it's fascinating.
Better than music, because music, then you're focusing on, like, the muscles, and you got to push through.
Right.
But if you're just, like, listening to something interesting, like, you forget that
you're Exactly,
actually,
and there's so many great ones.
Better.
And I was just on, okay, so everyone should check this out. I was on Dave Asprey's Bulletproof podcast, Bulletproof mm-hmm. Diet Guy. His podcast is super popular, and I was on a show, it just came out like 2 weeks ago, and it was funny because I was listening to his previous shows, which got me into some other podcasts, but it was like Ariana Huffington, who else on it? Tim Ferriss, and then like I was on. I'm like, oh God, how am I going to do? But then my friend told me she listened, I was good, because I was like, am I, you know, I don't
so you're
know.
Fine. You're so I was hard
fine.
On yourself.
I know, that's what we started now. Before we turned on. He said, I'm hard on myself, which I am, and that's what every
You're talking about
close
what we
friend,
talked about before the
yeah,
show? Yeah.
Which was that I'm hard on myself.
Okay, sorry. She's 27, Ohio.
Yes.
What's her name?
I have a her name is Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah. I have a question for you regarding sex with my fiancé. We really only have sex on the weekends, maybe once or twice on a Saturday or Sunday morning. He says he always loves having sex, but is often tired after work. And he has mentioned to me that he just doesn't feel like having sex when he's tired. If I bring this up, which I have a couple times after some beers, he says I just don't initiate enough and that he wouldn't turn me down if I did initiate once in a while. I have to admit he is pretty much always the one to initiate. How can I initiate more sex when he stated that he doesn't feel like having sex when he's tired? I'm afraid I'll get turned down, and if he didn't turn me down, I'd feel like he was having sex, though he didn't feel like it. Any thoughts on this? Thanks so much, Sarah. Sarah, you bring up a really interesting point here about initiating sex. One of the top complaints I hear from men is that women don't initiate sex enough. And so I understand why, too, because there is the whole game that men, we sort of are brought up in a way that they're socialized that men should start it and we don't want to be the aggressors and all that. And I also understand that it's hard to put yourself out there. But now you understand what guys go through all the time.
Every time.
Right? You're like, am I going to reject it? Am I not? I want sex. I'll try. So there is a pressure to initiate and there is the fear of rejection. We all have a deep fear of rejection. But if you want sex and you know that even if he's exhausted, he will enjoy the sex because Sarah, if you read your email, he told you himself, there is no harm in this and he's your fiance. So stop stressing about whether he wants or not and go for it because you want it. You're telling me that you're not having enough sex. You want it more. You're having it once or twice on the weekends. It's not enough. And so let's think about yourself. I feel like it's kind of contradictory because you're saying that you want it, but he doesn't. You're overthinking this way too much. And when you're turned on, believe me, I have a guy here who will probably agree with me. We're all freaking tired after work, but if you initiate it, I'm sure he's going to come around and he's not going to be rejecting you. And he said to you that you don't initiate enough. So he's kind of like leaving you no room here.
Here's what I'm hearing.
What?
Like, he is tired and he does know what the foreplay is and what the routine is and what he has to do. And it's probably him doing a lot of the work and the heavy lifting. And he doesn't feel like beginning and doing all that and going down that road. And he wants her to start it. And what you got to know, Sarah, is guys are so simple, especially when it comes to sex. The keys are in your pocket. If you just start it up a little bit, he's not going to say, I'm too tired.
No way.
Once you get him a little bit tumescent, he's going to be in.
It's like you gave him a cup of coffee. Like, literally, you just need to put your hand on his crotch. I mean, you need to kiss him.
Yeah.
How easy is that?
As a woman, you don't have to worry about rejection with your partner. As a man, yeah. I mean, rejection is probably the worst feeling an individual could ever experience. It's awful. It's terrible. And I get it. Like, I hate asking and then not getting the sex because you feel rejected.
Right.
I mean, even though if it's like the person you're in love with, it still feels awful. But you're not going to as a girl.
Yeah, honey, he's your fiance. So it's like, I feel like this is going to be so good for you, Sarah, because you're going to break through this and you're going to be like, wow, that was easy. Because I promise you that, again, I hear from more men on the show. They're like, my wife doesn't want it. My partner doesn't want it. And, you know, you're saying like, he wants it. He's just a little tired. And maybe it is because, you know, he's like, I got to do this. I got to go down or whatever. And you should just drop to your knees and give him a blowjob when he walks in the door. I don't know. Start with that. And you can also.
Eye contact.
During the blowjob?
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll give you a facial. If you're, but not eye contact the whole time, then it gets creepy. Yeah. It's a little flickering eye contact. Yeah, look up at him when you got it in your mouth and like lick the rim and all that stuff. Okay. If you're worried about him, though, not being up for the spontaneous, you can also do the all-day seduction dealio. Okay. Send him a flirty text. Mm. Let him know that, like, you know, you've something sexy planned. I can't wait to see you. I've been thinking about your cock all day. What do you want to say?
Wow, cock's an okay
I know,
word?
I didn't just say that. Yeah, totally. Right. What? Okay. What are, I'm thinking of your penis, your genitalia.
Your ding-a-ling.
You know I don't often use words like that on the show, but for this place I had to.
Is that one of your favorite words?
Cock?
Is that why you threw it up?
No, I really
don't know. Shuttlecock is my favorite word.
Shuttlecock?
Shuttlecock. It's that little thing you use in badminton. It's a shuttlecock.
I don't know it, but what is your favorite? But what is really your favorite word?
Probably, I don't know.
Shuttlecock. Okay, you'll think about it.
Gauche.
Gauche.
Yeah, that's
an old-time world. My mom used to say that. You could also say, like, babe, I'm thinking about you. Just send him like a sexy picture of yourself, you know, some sexual dirty talk. Be like, God, when you get home tonight, I'm just going to.
And then follow through.
Yeah, I'm just going to grab your cock. I'm gonna make out with you. I say I can't keep thinking about last weekend. That was so hot. Wait till you get home tonight. Whatever. I don't know what your dialogue is with him, but by the time he gets home, believe me, and he might even get home early on this night, not so tired, he'll be revved up, ready to go.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah.
So test out these things, and I just think it's like ripping a bandaid off. Just grab him.
Takes work.
Do it. What, relationships?
A little bit of work. Yeah, relationships totally take work.
Absolutely.
But she should be a little concerned, though, if they, you know, they're not even married yet. And they're,
here's what I like. I meant to say this, too. I love that you're not married yet and that you're emailing me about this because couples wait for this to go on way too long and they never, ever talk about it. So I think, to me, this is completely solvable. Like, I feel like you do this once and you're going to be like, oh, that was nothing. I'm going to do that more often and stop overthinking it. You're going to be psyched. And so this should go out to all you. You know, a lot of listeners, too, if you're in a relationship, like, it's never too late. But the sooner you start talking about this stuff, the better sex you will have in the long term. Okay. I need to tell you guys on one thing before we get to sleeping orgasms, which is the next email.
Sleeping orgasms.
Yeah. Do you have orgasms, like wet dreams or women have orgasms?
I've never had one in my life, ever.
Ever?
I think God hates me.
He does.
Yeah.
I felt like you had to as a boy, like a rite of passage.
Never.
Okay, we'll get back to that. But you know how I'm always saying, like I just did, it's important to talk about your sex life and mix things up in the bedroom. Hustler Hollywood Stores should be your main destination for this. The best toys, erotica. They've got sexy laundry. And most of all, it's the easiest way to find the answers you've been looking for on how to enhance your sex life. I always say go shopping at your local Hustler store. That's a great Friday night date. And it's unlike any other store. Like, people think Hustler, it's porn. No, it's like a beautiful sex toy store. They have like 11, 12 of them. And it turns shopping for sex toys into an enjoyable and enlightening experience. They've got attractive, eye-catching displays. They've got the top intimate products on the market. And they've got super knowledgeable and friendly staff. They're there to help you. Any questions you have. And when you're shopping with a partner or for yourself, you take your sex life to the next level. You just do. You can't help it but leave there with something that is going to change your sex life. If you're not sure where there's a Hustler Hollywood store near you, visit HustlerHollywoodStores.com to find your local store. And also, since they love my sex with Emmy listeners, they want to make your sex life better. They're offering a 20% discount if you mention Sex with Emily at checkout. So do that. Go to Hustler. Also, speaking of Fleshlight earlier, if you don't get the Kiru, which you might soon, you could just get the male masturbation sleeve. It's the number one sex toy for men. The Fleshlight is a male masturbation sleeve. And you're thinking, I got my hand, I'm totally fine. Well, guess what? It is the only toy that you need, and your hand gets a little old after a while. You don't know it because you haven't tried anything else. But once you try the Fleshlight, you'll be like, what the hell have I been missing all these years? So there's so many different kinds of Fleshlights. If you have a porn star that you're really into, she might have molded her vagina on the shape of Fleshlight. If you just want one that feels really good on your penis, they just have regular Fleshlights. Like, the Go is their latest Fleshlight, and it's more lightweight and smaller, but not for smaller penises. So I don't want you guys to, like, go off on that. It's just a little bit, like, the can's a little smaller, and it's really cool to take on the go. Get it? Every guy I've given it to, they're like, oh my God, it's the most amazing thing I've ever felt. It's just a different sensation, just like how I use a vibrator. It's not that I don't love a penis or my fingers, but vibrations are just a different sensation, and sex is all about spicing things up. So check out the Fleshlight. It's award-winning. It's the only one out there that you really need to get. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Fleshlight. That's right. Go to sexwithemily.com, Fleshlight banner, code Emily, free lube, get a Fleshlight. Have a great life. You'll love it.
Award-winning. The Fleshlight won the award and the...
Well, the Fleshlight wins tons of awards. At all these shows I go to, they win every award. But also, they have award-winning lube. They look like giant cocks.
Mm-hmm. No, there's the cock word again.
I just feel like I have free range to say it. I like the word litigious.
Is that the Jewish side?
But don't sue me. My brother's a lawyer. Yeah. Exactly. Maybe. I don't know. I just like the word. It just came up in my mind. He's so litigiously going after everyone in his...
Skullduggery is pretty good, too.
Skullduggery? Skullduggery?
Yeah. Mike Tyson uses that. Skullduggery. It's like an old pirate word, but it's a real word, and Mike Tyson likes to throw it around.
I love it. I don't know. Yeah, skullduggery. Okay, sleep orgasms. Hey, Emily, I love your show. I've been listening every day now for a few months, making my way through them all. Wow. And I've learned so much. You're all awesome. My question is this. Is it normal to orgasm when you're asleep? This has been happening for maybe 2 years, every month or so, and it's a clitoral orgasm that just happens out of the blue, and it wakes me up as it happens. I find it easy to orgasm by myself, whether it's with my hands or a vibrator, but I find it impossible to orgasm with my partner of 3 years. Yet, I can do it in my sleep with no stimulation. It's crazy. Thanks in advance, C23 from New Zealand, female. Okay.
She's a Kiwi.
She's a Kiwi. I love all of our, hello to all of our Australian, New Zealand listeners. crazy amounts. Love you guys. Love that you're listening. Okay. So here's what's happening, C. When you're in the dreaming stage of sleep, known as REM, mm-hmm. rapid eye movement, mm-hmm. impulses in your body, they engorge periodically the genital region with blood.
Sorry,
engorge is a word that you don't like. Just as if you were aroused. When you're in this stage, it can happen. Sometimes that increased blood flow peaks and releases, which results in orgasm. So that's what's happening to your body. It's the female version of a wet dream, but you don't have to even be having erotic thoughts for them to happen. I think you're lucky, C. I'm like, whoa, 2 years. It's entirely physiological, so you can't control or predict it. It just happens. Doesn't sound like it's bumming you out. In fact, I like have had two, I think, in my life, and I wish I had more because they're awesome. Most women sleep through it, and it's cool that you're aware of them. And so I hope it doesn't take you away from your sleep, though, because as we know, sleep is important. A possible explanation for why you can orgasm solo but not with a partner mm-hmm. is because, you know, for starters, you know, she knows how to touch herself. You know, it makes yourself feel good. You're highly orgasmic. But when you're with your partner, this thing called our mind, our brain, the largest sex organ, is ticking and you're thinking and you're like worrying and you're like, oh my God, I can't orgasm. I haven't orgasmed in 3 years. And you're just thinking about it, too, you know, a lot. And so once your partner is added to the mix, it gets complicated. You're thinking, he doesn't have the same knowledge of your body. So it's harder to do the same things you would when you're alone to get the same results. And if your brain is preoccupied during sex, thinking like, I'm not going to come, it hasn't happened before, is it going to happen? It's not going to happen. You're overthinking it. So you've got to just get into the moment with your partner, which I've talked a lot about on the show, just having fun, letting loose. And every time you find yourself thinking these thoughts, you're like, is it going to happen? It's going to take a little bit of time, but the second that triggers in your mind, go right back to what you're feeling in your body. Like, where am I? Where is his penis? What am I doing? How am I moving around? And just take your mind out of your thoughts and you'll get there. Also, maybe you should try, I don't know if you've explained to him or if you guys have ever done mutual masturbation. Does he know how you touch yourself? Does he know what makes you feel good? Sounds like you're easily having clitoral orgasms, that maybe you could bring a sex toy in. Like, try a sex toy, the one that you use with yourself, and just use it with him when you're on top or when you're, you can actually use little mini vibes anywhere. And or you could just touch yourself in front of him, show him what you do, put his hand over your hand, and it'll get him excited and get you in the orgasmic mindset, and then it'll teach him the right way. So maybe you just start with the sure thing, which is your hands are a vibe, and then you have the first one. And then you'll start to think, oh, it is possible. And then eventually you try it without the vibrator or your hands and see what happens, because you can change this pattern. And you've been together 3 years, so I just feel like it is time. So I'm so glad that you emailed. Because if you've never had an orgasm and you're not orgasming with him, we'd have a whole other conversation. But you're easily orgasmic, so this should be easy for you. I mean, it's not going to be easy. You got to retrain your mind. But this can happen, see. This will happen. This can happen. I see it happening. You're all good. Follow those tips.
You should continue to wake up moist, which is nice, right? Why not?
I don't know. Nice. Why not? I loved when that happened to me. I was like, yes, that's so happy. I hope it happens tonight. It won't happen if I dream about it.
Wait, what if
I put it in my mind?
Yeah, what if you like have kind of like a, you're having a very odd dream that's not connected, but then you associate, you know what I mean? Like, what if you're dreaming about like
pickles?
Oh, that'd be something. You know what I mean? That'd be bad. That's
and like
dangerous.
Pickles wouldn't be like, oh,
you know what I mean? Or like a school teacher, like somebody, you know, somebody that you wouldn't want to associate with sex. Well, I wonder if the brain would get all tripped up.
Yeah, this is, well, mostly we're talking, it's physiological. I don't think that people are often having directly erotic thoughts. Yeah. It's just a dream, and then her body gets engorged.
Oh, would you stop?
Okay, vacation sex tips.
Ooh.
Are you taking a vacation this summer?
Yeah, to camp. I'm going to be a counselor
for
a week.
So you won't be having vacation sex.
No sex, no smokes, no drinking, no cussing.
No sex with the kids around.
Yeah.
Or with anyone else around. Okay, so I've been doing a lot of talk about vacation sex. I actually wrote a column for Harper's Bazaar recently, Harper's Bazaar online, about vacation sex, because a lot of couples, I always say, like, get away. You know, you need to get away, get out of the bedroom and just spice things up, because life is too short. And a lot of times you're always having sex in the same place. So here's the deal. This little email. Dear Emily, my girlfriend and I are busy people and can go stretches where we don't have time to see each other. We've decided to have a sex getaway where we plan on getting a hotel room and not leaving. This may be an odd question, but what ways should we prepare for this sex getaway outside of being in the best shape possible and staying hydrated, that is? Signed, Jack. Good for you, Jack. I love the idea of a sex getaway. especially the summer. It's a perfect way for couples to take a break from the daily grind, from the bedroom, from everywhere else you have sex, the bills, the dog, whatever's going on in your life, and just reignite the fire in the relationship. And it's a good question for you guys to discuss. So let me give you some tips. I've got them here for you. So make a sexy bucket. Here's just some ideas. Take one or two. It'll change it all. But I'm going to give you a bunch because you never know what's going to make it happier. Make a sexy bucket list. So Jack, let me ask you this. Is there anything that you've been wanting to try? Like, it could be tying her up. It could be a facial. It could be, I don't know what. But why don't you guys each write down three things and then exchange a list before your trip? Next time you're out having like drinks or dinner, just be like, babe, I think that'd be so hot. And then we can make one of them happen on the trip. Just think about what fantasies you want to explore. You can also, and here's what you should pack, okay? Be mindful, and this is for your partner too, like of things like for her that makes her feel sexy. Maybe you can buy her some new lingerie. Is there anything that you've been wanting to see her in? Like maybe you like the thigh highs or you like something sexy. So, or is there things that she's worn that makes her feel sexy? Whatever it is, you guys should both pack what makes you feel the sexiest. So mostly it's the women dressing up, right, Anderson? Like you don't have sexy underwear, do you?
I have like holster that I put on with guns in it.
That's kind of hot.
Assless but, chaps.
Ashless chaps. Guys don't, you guys can't. Like,
nah, what are we going to do?
I know. No. So true. Like, what are we going to do? Do the sexy bucket list. Gear up. Because this is from my column that I wrote. So gear up. Okay, so here's the gear that you need. Create a sensual vacation kit. Get massage oil candles, like my Emily and Tony candles. And I make them now, the Ménage à Trois set. You can get all three scents and they're perfect for travel. And so, because massage is huge. On vacation, you have time to massage each other. So bring your favorite music. What?
I'm thinking like you can say to her like, hey, honey, you want to have a threesome? A ménage à trois.
A ménage à trois, right.
And then she'll be like, what? How dare you? And then you break out candles and you're like, no, I'm talking about this.
Yeah. And Jack, you could do this without her.
To like really happy, really quick.
I love this.
You like to prank your lady.
Oh my God, yeah. You could pack all this without her. She'd probably, if she's super stressed out too, bring your favorite music. Sex toys.
Brand new sex toys.
If you don't
get like new sex toys for the trip.
Why don't you guys go online? You can go to adamandeve.com, use code Emily, and have a bunch of stuff like shipped to your house. That would be fun to do together. Go to your local go to Hustler Hollywood, whatever you want. Bring lubricant, bath salts, and your favorite treats. Like if there's like special what?
Bath salts.
What? There's bath salts.
I know, but now bath salts are thought of as that horrible crazy drug that people eat each other's faces with.
Oh
so.
Man.
Yeah.
Bubbles.
Bubbles, yeah.
Okay.
Minerals for the bath.
You want to make sure that the room is calming and relaxing. You can like get flowers when you get there, because it can help get you in the mood, you know. So you'll be surrounded by all the things that you really like, and also you want to explore. So maybe you've been wanting to like tie each other up. You know, you could bring some like different blindfolding things. You could use like a scarf. You could bring a necktie, and the massage candles are not only great for like scent and ambiance because they totally do set the mood, even if you don't use them to give her a massage. But search for new erogenous zones. Like spend a whole day like massaging each other. Like if you don't want to leave the room. You said that. You don't care where you are. You could be like in the middle of nowhere. Like you should have a day where it's like you start off with her and your goal is to hold out on sex as long as you can. And you just massage her body and you wait as long as possible, okay, before you get to her clitoris and down there. Like kiss her neck, kiss her breast, kiss her stomach, like her thighs. Like spend a lot of time doing things and finding out different erogenous zones. It's like a little treasure hunt. It'll be really fun. So, you know, and she'll do the same for you. Why not, right?
Hopefully.
Also, what?
Hopefully.
Well, you hope she'll return the favor. Also, yeah, I mean, those are some good tips, right? I was also thinking that another thing that gets you going, like you said, you want to stay in the room. But if you guys do some adrenaline-enhancing activities like, I don't know, jump off an airplane. What do people do on trips? Parasailing, paragliding.
Where did he say he was going?
He didn't say. He doesn't want to leave
the
room.
I'm hoping that if it's a cheap city.
Right.
Why would you go to like Paris and stay in the room though? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, maybe you guys just go for a run together. Whatever it is, it's good to stay healthy. You said you're in great shape. So do that because the more adrenaline you have, if you guys go for a run together, that also connects you.
He's like, we're going to the city of industry, honey.
Exactly.
We're staying in the room the whole time.
But like just bring like all those things I just said, like sexy. It'll be awesome. And also you can buy my book, like we said, Hot Sex, over 200 things you could try tonight. You can buy it on Amazon overnight. They'll overnight it to you. And all you do is it's like a picture book. And you open it up to this page like, let's try this position.
You can
it's
have
awesome.
It delivered to the hotel.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. And like pack her favorite snacks like chocolates or things that she likes that she doesn't know. Yeah. So you guys don't have to leave the room. That's a good idea, too.
Room service.
Feed her some. Yeah, room service is good, too.
Room service is like an aphrodisiac. You guys love your room service.
I love room
service. Can I get room service, honey?
Right. Sure. It's the best. Yeah. No, I really do.
I know.
You don't?
You love it.
It's a chick thing?
I'll go downstairs and save myself 15 bucks.
There's something so sexy about room service. You're right. But you're right. And it's also like, it's expensive. So I like it when I'm on a business trip.
My wife saw something on the Playboy Mansion. And the only thing that she was really blown away by and loved so much was Hef had like a bell or like a something he would just ring. And it was 24 hours a day. Any food he wanted, they'd bring it to him.
At the Playboy Mansion?
Mansion, yeah. And that was the thing that she, not the grotto, not like the zoo that he has in the backyard, not all like the grotto.
Well, he can't really walk.
It was a bell.
I'm just kidding.
No, it was from like when he was like, 20 years ago.
I want a bell.
24 hours. She's like,
I just want a bell. I just want people to like come and bring me food. And that's why I really like, no, I'm not kidding you. I get home every night. That's why I really do Cleopatra like the grays.com. I mean, I am not kidding you that I don't cook. I'm hungry. I don't have any time. I just, sometimes why isn't there like a refrigerator fairy? Like, you know, there's like a tooth fairy. Mm-hmm. I just wish that someone would come to my house and just put food in it, like, or cook for me or clean. I need a wife.
Listen to you.
What? Am I complaining?
It's such a, it's just, why? Yeah, you're a grown woman. You can go to the market.
You know what I do? After Loveline at midnight, on the way home, I stop at like Vons because it's open till like.
That's what I do sometimes too.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's the only time I have to go shopping.
And they always look at you like a dirty look because they're stalking everything.
It's the sketchiest place ever at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I get it all done. Okay, do we have time for one more?
One more.
Okay, one more. Okay. Hello, Emily. I hope this is the right place to ask you questions, but I'm in need of some tips and help. Now, I love going down on my boyfriend, sometimes about how much he loves it and really turns me on. I want to make him finish, in my mouth, but I just can't get past the taste. Mm. Oh, I didn't get into the facial part. That's another email.
Oh, that was a whole email into itself? Let's do both. Let's just crank it out.
Okay, ready? Okay, you're right. I'll move fast. Okay. I love going to my boyfriend. Something about how much, he loves it turns me on. I want to make him finish, in my mouth, but I can't get past the taste. We've been together a year. He's been starting to question me and ask me more to do it for him, but I don't want to embarrass myself or him. I've done it with other guys, and sometimes it doesn't turn out so good. By that, I mean the taste and the response my gag reflexes have. Mm-hmm. Vomit on the penis?
Suck it up, literally, figuratively. Next.
Okay, please help me try and overcome this fear of mine because I really want to fully please my boyfriend. Thanks in advance. I really love your page. My boyfriend and I refer to it quite often. Exo Leanne. Okay, here's the thing, Leanne. Semen doesn't taste like candy. I know. I get it. And it isn't the most pleasant thing sometimes to have in your mouth. Possible, though, you're psyching yourself out just a little bit. Because when you're nervous and anxious about oral, you like tense up and you're like, it's not going to be good. And so does your throat, which makes you gag. So there's two things here. There's the gag reflex. And so there's certain positions that you can get in where your gag reflex, like if you lean your head on the back, like if you're lying on the bed flat on your back and you lean your head slightly over the bed and then he's on top of you kind of putting his cock, I can say it now, in your mouth.
Why?
It can go deeper in your throat. That's one way. Also, relax the jaw and breathe. And just like you, because if you're tense, like anal sex, people tense up, relax, breathe. And it will go in deeper every time if you just relax the gag reflex and practice, it'll stretch out. It'll adjust and you'll start to realize the opening. Okay, listen, here's the thing. Another thing is to make it enjoyable for him because he doesn't think, that it's torturing you by asking you to do it. It can heighten your experience. If you just want to fake it till you make it, like it sounds like he's getting like bummed out with it. But if you get into like, you already have the one thing down that's you love turning him on and it makes feel good. So that's what you can do about the gag reflexes. Here's another thing. Speaking of the hand job, you don't have to take it in as tight as you think, as deep as you think. We think guys love it. I think that's a porn thing too. But the most important thing about a blowjob is enthusiasm and pressure. So your hand, think of your hand, like they want it to feel like a vagina or your mouth, right? So you can easily use your hands, two hands, enough pressure and have your mouth go up and down. But while your mouth is coming back up, use your hands on it, go up and down. Use a lot of lube. Make sure it's wet and he will be fine. Because if the gag, you don't have to do the gag reflex all the time. And here's the one thing. If you can't stand the taste, use mask strips. They are like the Listerine strips for breath that you put in your mouth, but it's M-A-S-Q-U-E. They taste like strawberry, watermelon, cherry. And you put it on your tongue, and I'm telling you, they are made to mask the taste of semen. So it'll taste like a friggin' strawberry shortcake next time you give them a head. So good luck. That's what I gotta say. Next one, facials. We gotta get to this. Dear Emily, I'm a 20-year-old and I realize every time I have sex, all I fantasize about is coming on the face of whoever I'm having sex with. Even when I fantasize about sex with random people, I don't want to give them a facial. Girls hate it, and I don't know if I should give up on the hottest thing in my mind or wait till I find that freaky girl that's into it. We covered this at the top of the show. Thank you, Ken. This is from Ken. Pretty sure that you have porn to thanks for this fascination, but you said you were thinking about this a long time ago, or was it with porn that you started?
For years, I've been arguing with Drew about it, because I just don't like that he says that it's totally degrading, and that's the whole reason why anyone would ever want to do it, and I totally disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, some people say it's about domination and having a girl who's willing to be degraded or who just trusts you enough to let you cover her face.
If you're peeing on her, that's a different thing, I think.
Right. I mean, I don't think it's, and you're 20, I don't think it's a freaky girl that you got to find some alternative chick that you
especially
might really
nowadays.
Be surprised. What? Yeah,
because
right?
Because of porn and whatnot, more guys are probably going to be into this because they call it the money shot. You know, it's the last thing that you look at a lot of the time in a lot of these videos.
Exactly. I mean, and I don't know if this, like, I mean, he's probably doesn't have a fetish about it, but I mean, I just think that it doesn't hurt to ask your partner. Like I said earlier, the worst thing your partner can say is no thanks, but you never know. And you could ask the right girl and finally see, like, that she's into it. So I think that you're, like, totally cock blocking yourself here because.
It's like 11.
I said cock a million times.
You said 11, 12 cocks now. 12.
Oh, I just feel free.
12 back
free flowing with the cock. So you could just say, like, you know, I want to, like this guy said to me, he's like, I just think it'd be so hot to come in your face. You'd be surprised how many women would find that hot because you find it hot. So I wouldn't just think that
It's a gamble, though. It's a gamble. It could totally turn her off.
He's 20. Yeah, he's with 20. I mean, it could turn her off. You could say, you know what a lot of guys do? They say, like, where should I come?
Yeah.
And see what she says.
Yeah,
she might say on my ass, on my stomach.
A bit of a freak. She might be like,
and she might have watched a lot of porn and be like, come on my face. You don't know. You really, really don't know, Ken, that you're not going to find someone who's into it.
But there's a third possibility, which is she'll say yes, but she's like, you know, one of those girls that just does whatever because she's very submissive and she's hating it, but she's saying yes for the wrong reason. That's like probably the worst. I'd almost rather a girl say no, absolutely not, that's disgusting, than yeah, okay, in her head,
and then she hates him and goes home and tells our friends.
Yeah.
But Ken, I wouldn't whip out the facial on the first time you're with someone. No. Don't do it the first time. This is more like someone you're with for a little while.
Yeah.
And at your age, that might be a month. I don't know. But I don't think that you're not going to not find it. You might. You will. Don't worry about it. Don't trip on it. Okay. That's all we got time for. Let me just say one. What else did I say? I got to tell you all. I got to tell you all to follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily, all across the board. We do a lot of giveaways. We tweet all of our articles, great things. You would love it. And Anderson, tell me what's up with you. After Disaster Film Vault.
After Disaster Film Vault. Actually, After Disaster is doing something really exciting. We're going to do a show. We will have already done it, so I can say it right now. Because by the time this show posts, in Death Valley, at the bottom of a crater, we're going to do an actual show there.
I want to go.
And upload it. And we're going to do video, and I'm going to be flying a GoPro overhead. We're actually hiking, humping down into the bottom of this crater in the middle of Death Valley. It's going to be like 110 degrees. It's going to be great. It's going to be really fun. So that's the After Disaster. Fun things are happening there. And the Film Vault, always doing a film. Every single week, we do the Film Vault.
Okay.
Every single week.
Podcasts. We're talking about podcasts. Listen to podcasts, you know.
Get the word out.
Exactly. It'll get you working out more, too, because I swear to God, I run faster, harder when I listen to podcasts, listen to his, listen to mine. Thank you, Anderson.
Thank you, Em.
I know. So fun to see you. Okay, everyone. That's about it. That's a wrap. So thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, you heard me mention my massage candles. And so if you haven't been listening to the show and the concept of a massage candle is new to you, it is a regular candle. Looks great, smells great. You can just use it that way. But it's not wax. It's not messy. It's not hot. It's not sticky. It burns into the most luxurious massage oil you've ever felt. And when you pour it on your partner, there is no way you're not going to have the hottest sex of your life that night. It's a little bit like, you know, something alternative, but it's not like, it just smells amazing. So it's aromatherapy. You will love them. It's your secret weapon in the bedroom this summer. And let me tell you this, from now until July 20th, buy one Down Under Comfort and one full-size candle, and you get the Ménage à Trois set for free. That is the Ménage à Trois set, which is the three candles. That's by July 20th. Go to emilyandtony.com. Anytime, use code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off your first order. That's emilyandtony.com, SEXWITHEMILY. Code first order. Thanks everyone for listening. I love you.